Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.
Let's start just by talking about brand innovators. I want to go back to the onset. What was kind of the inspiration behind, hey, we should do this. We should turn this into something and now run hundreds of events all over the country.
Absolutely. Look, well, if you flash back to 2011, when platforms like Facebook were bubbling up and other emerging technologies, brand marketers were trying to get their arms around digital media and advertising technology. And I saw an opportunity to build a B2B platform, a B2B media company, that would help demystify new and emerging technologies, platforms, devices, and channels. Build a bridge, if you will, between Silicon Valley and Madison Avenue. And B2B of conferences and events thrive, right, when there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So I thought, well, if we could bring this entire ecosystem together, right, if we could bring brands and agencies together with digital media and advertising technology companies, publishers, and other platforms, you know, we would be onto something, right? So bring it together for people to learn, share, connect, and transact. So, you know, we've got content on the one hand, we have a marketplace on the other, and it's been working.
You mentioned something, fear, uncertainty, doubt. There's a lot of that right now.
Oh my
happening
God.
Between brands, platforms, agencies, you know, everything, growth. Like, so now's probably a pretty good time to get a lot of these guys in a room.
100%. I think, frankly, there's probably never been more need for brand innovators. Again, one thing, as Shelley Palmer likes to say, that's certain is change. And in the world of technology, it's really hard to keep up with all of the new emerging technologies, let alone leapfrog, right? The holy grail. How do you get in front of the next big thing? And that's why we're all here at CES, right? You go across the street to the trade show floor, incredible companies presenting all kinds of technologies that are changing how consumers, you and I, consume media and entertainment. So every brand and every agency wants to understand, what is that next device, screen that we'll be consuming our favorite shows on? Sports, news, entertainment, right? So it's all about keeping up and staying ahead, right? And now, all of a sudden, AI, which is probably the, you know, the biggest game changer of all, the biggest transformation since search, right? And it's a bit of a land grab. There are hundreds of venture-backed companies, billions of dollars chasing the next Google, Facebook, the next artificial intelligence platform that's really going to change how business gets done, how we live our lives. So this is kind of a generational change, if you will, a one-time, I think they call it, you know, disruptive, challenging. It's a game changer, right? So AI, to your point, you know, I think brand innovators has a whole new opportunity to help demystify AI, to identify the companies, especially within marketing technology, that are going to help brand marketers be more efficient. Obviously, regenerative AI, you know, the ability to create endless versions of content, advertising, ad copy, to test what works and what isn't in real time, to optimize, right? So it's an exciting time. And once again, B2B media platforms thrive during fear, when there's fear, uncertainty, doubt, and doubt. They thrive when, so think of brand innovators, the brand innovators platform, as a way to crowdsource, if you will, the best new and emerging technologies. Everybody's here, they're comparing notes. And that's very powerful. Everybody's kind of overwhelmed. They're a little scared. You know, hey, what do you hear about this company? What are you guys using? And meanwhile, AI is going from kind of like, wow, that's interesting, that's exciting, to the testing stage, and frankly, we call consumer adoption, right? So I would say last year was the year of brands putting their toe in the water when it comes to AI.
Right.
And 2024, they're going to be all in. And that's frankly why we're launching a whole series of conferences and events around AI. And we'll be partnering with Shelley Palmer, the Palmer Group, on a couple events in New York and the Bay Area on AI for marketing. And couldn't be more excited. Shelley is, I'm not even going to call him an old friend. He's like family, no pun intended. So kind of excited about working with Shelley, but I think, I mean, last night at our cocktail party, I picked up 5 or 6 business cards of really innovative AI companies that want to get involved. But AI will surely catapult the marketing and media industries to another level, and it is going to really give search a run for the money. Mm-hmm. And that's why companies, you know, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, X, TikTok are all, it's kind of, you know, a scramble,
yeah,
you know, for AI, and throwing a lot of resources against AI, if you will. Billions of dollars, right, are flowing into AI. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
You know, and I encourage everybody to kind of dive right into it, because the train has left the station, right?
Well, Brand Innovators is doing a lot of exciting things as well. We just talked about a lot of game-breaking technology, a lot of disruption, but you still want to get people in a room. Get them on an airplane, get them to a room. Why are events just so powerful for this space, and why are you guys really going all in on getting people in a room?
We are here in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Brand Innovators Marketing Leadership Summit. We are kicking off the year on the highest note possible. We've got roundtables, we've got keynotes, we've got fireside chats, we've got dinners, and more dinners. We've got the people, the best, most innovative, creative brand marketers in the business. And we've got a lot planned for 2023. We're gonna see you again at the Super Bowl. We're gonna see you at South by, NRF, Shop Talk, Cannes, Advertising Week, you name it, we'll be there.
We started an events, a conference and events business, almost 13 years ago, but within a matter of months, we pivoted to a community. We decided we were gonna build a community of senior brand marketers from Fortune 500 and other leading brands. And we built or curated, if you will, this community of chief marketing officers, heads of digital media, people who buy media, heads of social media, mobile marketing, content marketing, retail, omnichannel, D2C. We've curated this community one brand marketer at a time. And we've got pretty deep relationships. You know, I believe in the golden rule, right? You have to give to get. Mm-hmm. And we've been giving to the brand marketing community now for 13 years. So when we pop up at CES, Super Bowl, Cannes Lions, South by Southwest, guess what? The brands show up, you know? Mm-hmm. We're loyal to them. And they're very loyal to us because they enjoy participating at our events. You know, essentially, think of us as a pop-up clubhouse here at CES, right? We're a clubhouse. We're a safe place for the brands to congregate. CES is kind of overwhelming, right? You've got a convention center, you've got people camped out in Aria, Wynn, they're all over town, right? But if you're a brand marketer, this is your home. This is where you're gonna be able to hang out with your peers. We are a peer-to-peer network, right? Over the next 3 days, we're gonna feature over 50 chief marketing officers and other senior brand marketers from some of the most innovative brands in the world, right? So you'll be able to hear firsthand, unfiltered, think about that, right? From some of the biggest companies in the world, okay? About how they are investing, embracing new and emerging technologies, platforms, devices, and channels to engage with their consumers and build loyalty and long-term relationships. You know, so think about that for a moment. Nobody has all the answers, mm-hmm, right? But again, if I can hear from the CMO of Pfizer, right, or the CMO of Hyundai, okay, about how they're embracing technology. So we're all about sharing best practices, mm-hmm, case studies, proof points, and examples. Okay, and ultimately success stories about how brands are using technology. There's a certain comfort zone, I think, you know, so brands are attracted to always great content, great networking. Everybody wants a good cup of coffee, a nice lunch, food and beverage is important in the conference. But all kidding aside, you know, they come here because they we take good care of them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got three activations. We had I like to call it the rehearsal dinner last night, the calm before the storm. And then tonight we've got a big activation on the other side of the courtyard over there in the Moonstone 1 and 2 at the Fountain Blue. Tonight is our Movers and Shakers celebration featuring Will.i.am, which should be pretty exciting. And then tomorrow we have our VVIP dinner for CMO dinner at the Mother Wolf restaurant here at the Fountain Blue.
Big weekend. Big week.
It's a big week for brand innovators.
I love it. I want to go into the future as we start to wrap up today. We started, you know, at the beginning, we got through what you guys are doing now, how you're helping brands through this. If you, you know, get in that time machine 5-10 years down the road and look back, what makes brand innovators a success? If you're looking back on what you guys are about to do in your roadmap.
Yeah, no, what a great question. So first and foremost, we're relaunching our website in Q1.
A website in 2024.
Crazy. Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, we have a website, and we're really proud of it.
Yeah.
I call it more of a blog. You know, we're probably posting 3 or 4 stories a day. But mm-hmm. I think the next step for brand innovators is, legitimate news gathering organization. And you know, think about it. What do you need to be a news gathering organization? Well, you need sources, but nobody's got more relationships than brand innovators,
yeah.
Right? Our team is probably talking to about, 20 or 30 senior brand marketers, chief marketing officers on a daily basis. We know them, we understand them, they trust us. So we see an opportunity to start breaking some news, right? And use our website as content marketing to drive even more brand marketers to our events. We want to use our website. Nobody produces more events for brand marketers, over 250 annually, than brand innovators, right? So we're generating a lot of content, we're publishing, right? Over the next 3 days, we're going to capture about 20 hours of content. We'll put it all up on YouTube. We have over 4,000 fireside chats on YouTube now, but what if we start, promoting that content and featuring some of those videos on our site, analyzing, crowdsourcing, if you will, finding the consensus. What is the consensus? Mm-hmm. How are brand marketers feeling? And then in turn, help senior brand marketers all over the world stay on top of all of the new and emerging technologies, platforms, devices, channels, trends, cultural trends that they need to know about in order to create more compelling advertising and compete. Right? So that's what we want to do. Again, we're helping brand marketers stay on top at our events. Okay, we'll have 1,500 people participate here at our Brand Innovators Marketing Leadership Summit at CES, but, we could have 15,000 a day come visit our site, right? So this is the website, the site, it'll make us kind of a 24/7, always on platform. To engage with brand marketers. So I'm super excited about that. I'm super excited. We put our toe in the water last year in London. We activated at Wimbledon after the Cannes Lions. This year we're planning a minimum of 6 to 8 events in the UK. We'll be at ITV in London on February 13th. We'll be at WPP, World Headquarters in London on April 11th. We'll be at Wimbledon again, July 1 to 15th. So international, okay. Probably pop up, who knows? Just saying, maybe at the Olympics. Why
just,
not?
Just saying.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we like to be where the brands are. Think about that.
Right.
Super Bowl. So, the Olympics could be, right, one of the most important platforms for brands, global brands, right, mm-hmm. to reach a global footprint. So looking into that as we speak. So those are, two priorities right now. Our Brand Innovator Strategy Group, which is providing consulting to over 36 best of breed digital media and technology group companies and to brands. I'd like to see we're investing in the strategy group mm-hmm. and noodling with the idea, especially with our new relationship with Shelley Palmer, maybe dabbling in research, right? So there's a lot of directions we can grow and serve the brand marketing community.
I love that. Spokes and hubs all over the community.
Right.
disrupting the marketplace and becoming right. that innovative leader.
Yeah.
I love it. Mark, thank you so much for hanging out today.
Wish
you nothing but the best this weekend.
A pleasure.
Welcome to Founders Story, the podcast where trailblazing entrepreneurs share their extraordinary journeys. Uncover the passion, grit, and vision that drive the world of business and innovation.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.